Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
It's almost over. I'm kind of wondering what happened to global warming myself. Anybody else wondering about that? This is Winning at Life. And it's cold, and it is the Daily Wrap, but, you know, it's Martin Luther King Day. The markets are closed, so, gosh, just futures have all day said we're going higher. So we'll see. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
You know, part of this is we're both a little salty from the way that game ended last night. Ugh. We act like it's not bothering us anymore, but in the back of your head.
Well, I'm Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker.
Oh, we have names. You're right.
Welcome to the show. 504 Live Financial Talk Radio, not a sports show, but I do want to make a comment about that. We can take 1 minute to talk football, but give us a call. Participate in the show, Live Financial Talk Radio. It's 504-260-0995. And we're referring to the New Orleans Saints, you know, regionally, you know, big part of the country are fans of them regionally, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Regionally, okay. Oh, yeah. It's the biggest thing you got going.
Look, they had a pretty good season. You know, when they lost that last game, they were trying to win for more home field advantage when they got beat by old Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the Bucs.
You know, and I was like, God, you know, they've got a good team, but they're not quite there yet. So they go into the playoffs. They beat Carolina.
Yeah.
That was a good game. Whoa. Hard fought. And then they go up against Minnesota, which is only has three losses. And early on in the game, it was looking wicked. You know, they just can't get anything going. But you hang in there with them. They'll, you know, drew it through a long pass here. You know, they'll get a run and play. They'll get a defensive play here and there and a few sacks. Next thing you know, they're in this game. Next thing you know, they're winning it. Oh, we knew it was going to be close. And, yeah, Minnesota's got the ball. Time's running out. They're driving the field. You know, there's like 20 seconds left. So, like, they got this thing won. They're going to go on next week, play Philly, and they can beat Philly because my point is, have you seen that quarterback? If we get into a ball-tossing contest, Drew wins. And then, oh, you're in the Super Bowl. The way I look at it, with what happened into that game, that whiff on that tackle where the guy dove for him, he jumps up for the ball, he almost goes to a knee, gets his footing back, and runs into the end zone. You know, I can understand being beat by them, but when it's one play, I described it as the Saints were one play away from the Super Bowl. I really think they've shot to beat Philly. They don't have a quarterback.
Well, look, we offhandedly, when we were doing an analysis a couple of years ago, when we were analyzing why the Saints were having another 7-9 season, and it was due to what? Cap space. And there were
they've been in cap space hell for the previous 3 years.
Right, and there was a couple of teams who were near the bottom as far as cap problems go. They had the most cap space available. That was the New England Patriots. And the other one, I just thought of this when you told me they won today.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville Jaguars. That's what I was going to say, right.
And you're like, why do they turn out? Because they don't have dead cap money.
And, you know, you think about it, and they picked up a huge rookie, Leonard Fournette, and they paid him everything he was worth, so you didn't have to worry about getting him holding out or wanting to go to another team. They picked up a couple guys in the offseason, and then they picked up a linebacker that was all right midseason, but they have the money for all this, and they still have cap space, period, to go into the offseason.
So you did the math.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's telling.
But they got a little jump here because for some reason the salary cap has increased by a greater ratio in the last 3 or 4 years. So cap space used to be at a bigger premium than it is now. And so what was really holding the Saints back was that dead cap space, as disgusting as that sounds.
But if Philly was playing with Wentz, Oh, it'd be a whole different. It's like I wouldn't care about that last play because it wouldn't have got by Philly if they had their starting quarterback with their defense and offense. Yeah, who could beat them? I guess the best AFC team on the other side would have a chance at trying. But, okay, that's it for football,
hey,
I guess.
Football is still fascinating, even from the financial angle.
Well, I like correlating it since we understand the cap space and all, and it really is telling. Like, whoa, why is our team so bad? We should fire the coach. Hitting the coach? You just can't get no players. You have no money.
Yeah, and no one can explain. I didn't find an explanation for the Tennessee guy losing his job.
Yeah. Well, what about the Browns? They should have all kind of cap space. They don't have any players.
They have the same problem the Saints have. They blew a ton of their cap space absorbing that Brock Osweiler contract. I think that's like $16 million against their cap just this year and next year.
You know, it's just, yeah, when you bring in the wrong players, pay too much money, and then you have to let them go quickly. And Saints did a number of those, and it got them in a bind. And that's the Browns. They don't win, but they don't have any cap space either. Coaches or general manager.
Yeah, the cap space tracker is fascinating. We'll talk about this more on the break. You're right. We're going down a football hole.
Okay.
All right, financial situations, 504-260-0995. All right, you ready to do this, Gregory? Let's do the numbers here. No, there was no numbers. MLK Day today. The markets weren't open. What's the deal? What's that got to be like in the financial world when the United States has a holiday and the rest of the world doesn't? They're like, sorry, we're just not doing business, guys. Y'all can go elsewhere.
Oh, no. I'd probably, if we didn't have a holiday, I'd say, well, I'm going to follow United States of America's rule on this day. They're off. We're off.
Yeah, right. It's I'm part American. You can't prove or disprove it because there's no genetic link to what it is to be an American. So,
well, let me run down this road with you then, because this came up on Saturday's show.
Okay.
And I'm leading to English common law reasoning.
Oh no,
is where I'm going to get to on this. And we had Alex called in early in the show, and he filled out his Social Security online. He went online to fill out his Social Security. He's FRA in April, and he's going to start it in April because his birthday is April 9th. So he is full retirement age, 66 and some change. And then the very last question, do you want to start your benefits in April or do you want to start them in May? And being everything, I couldn't answer it for him. And still, they give the choice. And the correct answer, I'll go ahead and get to it for him, is he's full retirement age, no matter the day of the month. And we'll explain that in a moment. But April is the appropriate time to start. But he is wondering if he is missing something besides giving up that $2,000 for that month. And it turns out he's not giving up anything. So we need to understand this part of Social Security. Social Security benefits are paid the month after they are due. If you tell us you want your benefits to start in May, you'll receive your first benefit check in June. If you want to receive your first benefit check in May, you need to be eligible for benefits in April and tell us you want to start your benefits that month. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Good, we're there. So you kind of need to start it the month before and tell them. Otherwise, the check gets the next month. And if he had waited to May, he starts it in June.
Now I'm just waiting for the next round of silliness.
Okay.
Get to the
silly
part.
So then you get to the next part here. And, God, and Alex had also asked us about simplicity or something of that. And I said, oh, this is not simple. Have you had a discussion about required minimum distributions and the required beginning date? And we don't want to go there. We can if you call in and ask for it, but it's complicated. So now we're going to the question came up, what is the 9th? His birthday being on the 9th of April, is there something missing there because he's not full retirement age by April, right before April. And here it goes. The day of the month on which a person is born affects both when he and she can be entitled as well as the amount of the benefit. Retirement benefits can begin the first day, the first month a person is age 62 through each entire month. Social Security follows English common law that finds that a person attains the age on the day before the birthday. For example, a person born January 15th, 2003 will attain the age 1 on January 14th, 2004. Therefore, a person 62 is age 62 throughout the entire month if the 62nd birthday is on the first or second day of that month. Retirement benefits are reduced for each month of entitlement prior to the month of full retirement age is attained. FRA ranges from age 65 up to 67, depending on the date of birth. Retirement, and it goes on two different ways on computing. But note, now that's affecting FRA. That's affecting turning on benefits for 62. You've absolutely got to be 62 by the first or thereafter to turn on that benefit. Throughout the month, once again, note, throughout the month rule does not apply to attainment of full retirement age. Unreduced benefits are payable beginning with the month FRA is attained regardless the day of the month. For example, if the birth date is June 1st, 1935, FRA is attained on May 31st, 2000, and unreduced benefits can begin in May 2000. So it doesn't matter their age. So I thought it was pretty cool. So it solved back again. Once again, he started in April. He just doesn't get his check to May. He can't do it before because he's given up 0.66 of his benefits thereafter for starting a month early. Because remember, the months are, we look at it that, you, oh, my Social Security benefits are credited annually, but it's by month. So as a result of English common law, we can celebrate our birthdays over two-day periods now. My wedding anniversary this past weekend, wife and Stacy, we started our celebration on Saturday. Because of English common law, we had a two-day celebration. It was pretty awesome.
Hey, a little bonus.
She loved it. Yeah.
This means you can get 2 days off of work for your birthday. Nah, it's
but we could celebrate.
All right. 504-260-0995. If you have any questions about Social Security, I don't understand how they made it so simple. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And we had this case actually in the office, and he's been buying company stock, and we had a discussion about should he sell some of that. And we look back to where he was started buying the stock, which is valued around $93 a share right now. He started acquiring it in the high 30s, low 40s. So what I pointed out is you don't necessarily want to sell all of that stock because you have an NUA opportunity, meaning he could go back and buy some, pay the taxes on some of that stock he acquired and convert it to after-tax dollars in that case and move it outside of his qualified plan when he leaves his job.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio. You know where we are every evening here at 7. Oh, by the way, Saturdays we do the weekly version from 10 to 1 also. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Come on, participate in the show. Let's talk about your mutual fund, that pension lump sum, that Social Security FR date based on English common law. Yeah, I didn't know it was that complicated. Be honest with you. Just turn the age and you're good. But no, which day was it?
Well, there's also that weird place where if you were born between 1937 and 1960, your retirement date gets staggered across months anyway. So then you don't know it's some month in between. But it gets a little bit simpler if you were born after 1960. Your full retirement age is 67. Until further notice. They're going to have to push that back. But until further notice, right now, 67. Hi, Gregory. You know, we're concerned about people turning on Social Security too early because you take that haircut and that lasts forever. And I know you think, well, I'm getting a check now instead of missing it. How long is it going to take to make this up? Well, chances are you're going to live past that break-even date. But there are some instances where you're okay with people turning on Social Security early. And the number one, most simplest reason is you just need the money at 62. You have no other options, and life is going to be pretty destitute if you don't get your hands on this.
Yeah, because they have no other money, say, or not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Is where they're forced into that. They'd like to keep working, but they were just let go.
And
we see scenarios like that all the time.
But it's almost up to half of the people that take Social Security take it in that first year.
And what percentage of the people don't have money saved for retirement?
About half.
About half. So it matches up, doesn't it?
You know what would really be great for a situation like this? If we could perfect an ability or many more abilities to make a living that don't require any physical dexterity. You know, I got this laptop. You know, I can do some amazing things on this laptop that are of value that I could sell to other people. But you know what that means? That means if you're 62 years old, you're going to have to be, you know, reintegrated into this technological world that's came along far after you left college. I'm thinking college needs to be something people revisit every 10, 20 years.
Revisit college?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't mean you're going to walk around barefoot and be in a fraternity and funnel beer. I mean, you're going to have to update your skill set. You and I do that because our jobs are constantly changing. But our industry is not going away like some other industries are. And you have to retrain these people. or they had to retrain themselves.
I just think over my career, and I've done this for a long time, but I just think of how much I've absorbed and learned in the past 10 years is probably combined more than the previous 20. It just, and look, I used to wonder, God, when can I quit studying? When do I have to keep doing these courses and these tests? And then, you know, I thought, well, it's not going to end. So why not embrace it and go the opposite way? How much can I absorb and keep learning and finding others that know more than me? And if I don't know it, we'll find the book. So it's just part of thinking. And I think you have a part of society is kind of like, you know, I like to do my 8 to 5, get a 6-pack, go to the house, put on the ball game. Or watch best of ball games. They're not wanting to do any reading, no studying, you know, sports page. It's about it.
Yeah.
There is that segment. Not that there's anything wrong with it, and it works for them. We need people doing the jobs that they do unless they lose that job. So, well, my dad did it, my granddad did it, I'm doing it, and what? It's gone? And I just think, but my thinking is always learn and be better. And I can talk about so many cases where somebody was in one career, it was going away, they started studying, and now they have this unbelievable business because they went out and learned something new and took off with it.
I just hope if I'm ever in that situation, that's the course I would take. It's like, well, I'm 60. My job has been outsourced or now become obsolete. I don't know if maybe you're a VHS salesman. I would like to be able to retool myself and think that's the path I would take rather than just pulling the trigger and getting on Social Security and hamstringing my guaranteed check money for the rest of my life. Is that easier said than done, though, that whole retooling? Because, look, what was I think it was even on Saturday's show where you're like, yeah, you're a computer programmer. I said, no, Gregory, I came out of college in the late 90s there. Computer programming is way past me by. You know, I don't know. It's so easy to say, hey, just go back to the community college, go to Delgado or whatever and get a certificate and something, start over.
That's making me think of something.
I like those stories, though, that second career, guys. You were doing something your entire life, and boom, you just turn it around. Like with the Roger Staubach thing where he's like, man, I had a concussion when I was 36. And I was like, I don't need to keep doing this. And he took his little side real estate gig and did something real with it. Now he makes $12 million a year. Those are so much cooler stories than, well, I have to start on my Social Security early, take a big haircut at 62 because I don't have any other options. Yeah, you do. You're a human. Adapt. Develop new skills. Specialization is for insects.
You know, I saw one of the higher ups in this company called Flat Iron. You heard of them?
Do not know Flat Iron.
It's actually a coding school.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
And one thing they were talking about is everything has to do with computers, software, technology, whether it's robots running the computer or getting the lights to talk to the computer, you know, just the whole deal. And they gave a reasoning for this, and it's like a boot camp that they have these courses. You show up there, short period of time, they have you trained as a coder. It's not easy. You're going to put in some hours. Or you could take quite a while and do an online course as well. I don't know much about it, but it sounded pretty cool because their reasoning was that's probably the most in-demand job there is, and demand for it will continue to grow is those that know how to write code, do coding.
It's an awful job, though, Gregory.
Yeah, but if you're looking for work, and, you know, can just anybody do it? I can't say that. But, you know, if your brain works that way, then, yeah, that's the thing. Like, well, I'm used to taking stuff apart and putting it back together. Well, give coding a shot. Maybe that works. But that's just retraining yourself, rethinking. What about Trump's guy? The guy that
Yeah, the social media consultant.
The social media consultant was a fella that worked in another industry and retrained himself. A few years later, after retraining himself, his company made a lot of money last year helping a businessman become president.
Love those stories.
Yeah.
All right, so 46% of retirees left the workforce earlier than they planned, and you're wondering, well, how do you leave? Why don't you just keep working? Well, most of the time, literally more than half the time, it's for health problems, and that's what knocks you out. And if you have a health problem that knocks you out, you're not getting back in. But there's 24% here that I think we can help. They're citing changes at work, such as downsizing or a workplace closure. We're talking about able-bodied people who still want to work and still can work. Yeah, you know, I saw a little bit about that Flatiron. That makes me want to jump on it more, because I think maybe if we don't revisit college, there's going to be a place in the future, because technology moves so fast and so many people are going to be rendered obsolete. There's going to be a new market for sort of a mid-year retraining.
Well, you look at what, because you're around me a lot during daytime and in some of our meetings regarding the firm and how we embrace technology, and I'm not shy about, okay, is this a better way for us to do it? I'm always introducing new ideas and seeing if we can improve what we do, and there's constant change because of that.
Yeah, and it's something that we have to do, or our competition will do it and pass us by, and then it's too late. But there's also, it takes a little bit of gumption there, because there's a lot of things that we try that don't work out. And you also have to have the ability to cut the cord on that and say, well, we tried, it didn't work.
Absolutely.
But now we know. Take this information going forward. Someone else can just blaze our trail. What's another good reason people collect Social Security before their retirement age?
They just want the money. I've talked to people, I just want to turn it on because it's my money. Oh, Social Security's going to go under. I want to turn the check on now. Well, you're going to get more if you wait. I can give you 300,000 reasons why. Oh, no, I'm turning it on now. Or take that a step further, they just don't understand the benefits of waiting. Just kind of like, oh, it's available? Let's get that check, Ma.
I like the guys that turn it on early, because they're going to retire, and they're going to retire at 63, and they don't want to have to fill that gap. Like, it's not nearly as bad as turning on as early as you possibly can. But if you had to live off your assets for that couple of years, that could mess up your math. You see that much?
Yeah, and it's matching up. And sometimes where we talk about deferral, it's not always about waiting to FRA. Sometimes you know, maybe the math works better for you at 64, 65, but it's matching up with, say, that pension or the ability to generate income from your assets, where that matches up.
All right. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you're in luck. You can call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Something you might should consider. So if you figure that your estate has potential tax liability on your death of, let's just call it $3 million of exposure, you can take out life insurance to fix that.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, it's spiritual.
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Something you might should consider. So if you figure that your estate has potential tax liability on your death of, let's just call it $3 million of exposure, you can take out life insurance to fix that.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. I do have some numbers for you today. We have cryptocurrencies are out there and active. Cryptocurrencies trade as a volume more than the New York Stock Exchange. This is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. If you'd like to participate in the show, we're going to let you. I know it's Monday, holiday, but you can still call 504-260-0995. Better yet, you can still download the Winning at Life app. You can text the show, email the show, call the show, just touches of your smartphone screen, and there's a lot more resources. Hey, I have a daytime job. I'm CEO, founder of Gregory Ricks & Associates, financial advisory firm. We give financial advice, money managers, help you figure out those nuances of turning on your Social Security, making that decision on the lump sum. Where are you on the path? What's your number, James? You know what number I'm talking about? What's your number? Your risk number. That's one of the first things we will evaluate when you come in for a visit. No fee. Call the office, 504-832-9200, or go to gregoryricks.com.
Right. Bendale, Mississippi. You know this town, right?
Well, I was on the cryptocurrencies first.
You doing that first? Remind me about Bendale, Mississippi after cryptos then.
Bendale.
Yeah.
Okay. We currently have, and this is just all over the place here, this Bitcoin thing. I'm refreshing it because the number looked way too low. And darn, I refreshed and it dropped even more. Okay, $12,885.09 at the moment. It's down 5.16% today. Day's high was $13,585.90 and the low was
$12,885.09.
Oh, finish at the low, huh? So it never stops. It's just, when do you report it? We consider it done at this point for the day. But, gosh, it was like 14,008 on Saturday when we covered the number. So there you go. It's taking your money right now.
The high, December 16th, I think it was. Sometime around there, it was kissing 20,000. And that is a painful month for the people that jumped in at 20,000. Look, if you jumped in at like 500, you're still a pretty happy cat.
Yeah, where are we at? Well, I'm showing a high. Where am I getting this from? Coindesk.com. Showing on December 17th, $19,086.
Oh, no. Those poor guys. If you bought on that day, you're cleaned out by about a third.
Yeah, now back on December 8th, you're at 16.8. Yeah, it's tough. Or January 5th of this year, 16,937. What was the dip among those dates I just gave you? Okay. December 30th, it was $12,629.81. Well, you're up a couple hundred bucks then. So how's that working for you?
It's got to be working good for the Pepto-Bismol manufacturers of America, of the world. Take that back.
Okay, back to Mendenhall.
No, Bendel, Mississippi.
Well, Mendenhall is in Mississippi as well.
Yeah, I don't think they're that far apart. $36 million power plant is announced for Bendel there. I'm always interested in power plants these days, and I look for three stats. How much does it cost? How much power can it generate? And what is the electricity source? That's what I care about. So this one is...
I'll bet it's not coal.
No, it's not coal.
Natural gas?
Yeah, come on, man. You're stealing all my story over
here. I'm so sorry.
No, it's a natural gas plant, $36 million, which is pretty cheap these days for a power plant.
I know a thing or two about power and natural gas.
Cool. Is there a joke coming?
It's inexpensive. I won't say cheap, but you know what I'm getting at.
The highest value. It's a great value. But natural gas fired power plant, 23 megawatts. Does that give you any sort of idea of how big this thing is?
Bigger than this room.
It's in the middle. Now it's, yeah, definitely bigger than this room. But as far as the generation goes, I have two benchmarks that I use because, you know, we're in Southeast Louisiana. The closest nuclear power plant is right up the river. In fact, it's just off the river up here. If you go upstream a few miles, you'll run into it, and it creates, I think it is 1,024 megawatts. And this guy is 23 megawatts. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, but that's what nuclear does. Nuclear is just a ridiculously awesome source of power. They broke ground, I think it was 2 years ago, on a solar power plant. It's also just up the river, not far from the nuclear site. And you know what the megawatt number on that guy is? 1 megawatt. A solar power plant, the one that they're still building up the river, 1 megawatt.
This place is kicking out 23.
Yes. And a nuclear power plant, the biggest one we have in the area, is, like I said, it's right up the river. A little over 1,000 megawatts is what it produces.
Well, how does that compare to 1.21 gigawatts since you're into all this power and energy?
I see what you did there. Okay. And yeah.
Wouldn't gigawatts be more? Or is that less?
1.21 gigawatts is almost what the nuclear power plant does. It's basically, over the course of an hour, putting out a lightning strike worth of electricity.
Well, so it takes some power to time travel then.
Well, and a DeLorean, and would you really jack up your DeLorean like that? He had to cut it all up and get the flux capacitor in there. It really ruined a beautiful car. We could do that in your old Camaro. No, we're not doing anything with it anyway, right?
No, not a thing. Just put an antenna on it and juice it.
But now that I said this, see if that plays in your head. Because I just giggled when I heard that they were going to build a power plant that had 1 megawatt of power. It's like, oh my God, why don't you put one of those solar power calculators out there?
So how many acres is that on?
I don't know the acreage. I think it's
a lot of them, right?
What, the solar stuff?
Yeah.
It may be comparable to the nuclear plant. The funny thing is you would literally have to build 1,000 of them to equal that one nuclear plant. Mm-hmm. And even if you wanted to step down and be safer and cleaner with the natural gas, you'd have to build 23 of those solar power plants to do one. And this is a modest-sized natural gas power plant. It is only meant as a backup if other ones go down. And they're staying on top of it in Mississippi. It looks like infrastructure's going up just fine, y'all. All right, that was it. I just some news from the power world.
I thought
world.
I'd stump you on the 1.21 gigawatts.
Hey, now, look, we don't have the number segment today, but is oil still traded elsewhere in the world? I know our markets aren't open. We can get a number on that because I saw it over the weekend watching the futures pop over 64, and I think I saw that still today. Did it? I don't know. Is that even going to be on our numbers page?
I'm signing in and to one of my trusted sources I talked to about this.
All right. Because on our fancy pants chart that we have over here on the numbers page for Gregory Ricks and Associates, I mean, we have the number. I just don't know if this is the right one.
I'm showing crude up. 6462 is the last.
Why does it just keep going like that? They know we're going to poke holes in the ground and start getting more out. I have 6443, but the date on this one is... Oh, wait. Oh, no, it gave me a number for today. I thought the markets were closed today. They still counted oil, huh? Someone sold it somewhere.
Somebody's keeping count of it.
So does this mean...
Nice bounce up. You know, it sold off on Friday and now getting a nice bounce.
Does this mean a lot of our local companies are going to be saved? All these ones that have been living off leverage, are they going to pay some of that down and live to fight another day?
Well, you know, I saw a number last week, I believe, Louisiana increased by 5 rigs and the U.S. by 15.
Good.
So you see, that's a little bump up right there. Instead of, they got one this week. Oh, they dropped one this week.
Which is funny because in Venezuela, where they have the largest oil, proven oil reserves on the planet, that is not Saudi Arabia, it's Venezuela, they dropped. They dropped in the fourth quarter of 2017. They're now on average producing 1.7 million barrels of oil a day. They have more oil underground than we do, and we're outproducing them by about a factor of 5. So sad. I wonder what's wrong. Wonder what happened to their oil industry. It made it go so bad.
Yep. The rig count, U.S., was 15 last week. From a year ago, it's up 280 rigs. I expect that to continue to increase. Right. Jobs going up.
Financial situations, give us a call, 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
Myth number 4, I don't have to worry about my credit score because my significant other has a good score. That's a myth there, and also a terrible motto. That is absolutely incorrect, so I would not recommend that. So if he does have good credit, then what you may want to do as a little tip would be, hey, go have him sign you up as an authorized user or something like
Mortgage
that.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Have you noticed how shows solving crimes have dominated TV for over a decade? Gregory Ricks here. If you love those shows, you will love a live murder mystery dinner theater. JPAS and Murder a la Carte bring you La Familia Saturday, January 13th, 7:30 at Teatro Wego in West Wego. This party is to die for. Dinner by the Happy Italian. For tickets, call 504-885-2000 or jpas.org.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
There's a lot of marketing going on out there, and their big catchphrase is set up your own self-directed IRA. You can do so many other things. And these firms, if you go and Google them, there is a lot of complaints. It is fraught with risk. And doing the filing that's required to keep your IRA in a tax-deferred status is complicated. You don't have a taxable event, so you got to really be careful about the paperwork and blowing this up, and it even gets more complicated when you're trying to run an enterprise inside of your IRA, like a rental business or a vending machine business or whatever ideas they're throwing at you to put your money at risk.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Yeah, I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get sure enough.
Welcome back, Winning at Life, Daily Wrap, Live Financial Talk Radio. Participation in the show is easy. 504-260-0995. Download the Gregory, It's now the Winning at Life app that you knew as the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can still reach us at during daytime hours for that help through the app, but we refer to it as the Winning at Life. And if you've checked your icon lately, those have it. Yeah, it's different picture. It is the Winning at Life app.
We never did get to talk about this nurse, Gregory. Commutes 2,600 miles.
Oh, that one I told you about?
This guy that lives in Pennsylvania and he works in California. Oakland, to be more specific, but he wants to live in rural Pennsylvania where he can get a giant house, and they just got a big old swimming pool, and I don't know why you wouldn't move further south considering your pool's going to be frozen half the year, but I guess not everyone's smart enough to live in the south. But the math works out for him because of two factors. Number one, doctors in the medical profession are wanted so hot and heavy in California that the pay has gone through the roof for these guys. You know, and doctors get pulled away because, you know, you can get the same job in a Texas or a Florida, save you so much money on taxes, and your money buys you so much more in house, and you get so much more land, and it's just a whole different lifestyle. Where if you take this job in San Francisco for that kind of money, then you're living in a townhouse.
What did he say? He has to fly out there four times a month, something like that, including, you know, with the airfare. He makes more money and works less, and one of his goals was to spend more time with his kids.
And somehow it all works out for him. He says he's ecstatic. He's been doing it for several years here. The part that I think would be the toughest, though, is you just miss time with the kids. You know, making sacrifice for your job so your finances work out. I think that's the real trade-off. Not having to buy the plane ticket, not having to go through airports and spend time, you know, sleeping 35,000 miles up in the air. That's got to be super tough. So you have all this experience. You have this great certification, this great skill set to be a nurse. But yeah, you have to sacrifice time with your kids to make it work because you're in Oakland.
He said he got used to the airfare, the airtime. That'd be the thing. Is gosh, a lot of flying. But he thought he would dislike it more than he does. He said, "Doesn't bother me. He's used to it."
So, what does that mean if you're in California and you're about to retire? There's just 0% chance you should stay there. You have that same pile of money, but you're going to spend it in Oakland versus where this guy
lives. Well,
it's
assuming you're making more and saving more and can live for less. Oh, I've talked to people. I've had people come in the office. A couple, they weren't settling here, but they were kind of going through. They set appointment, came in and talked. They sold. Pretty much it's their retirement, actually, in their case, now that I recall the full story. But, yeah, they sold their house.
Where?
In California. I believe it's Frisco. A bundle of money for it. Yeah, they've got to pay some taxes, but what do we do with it? That is their retirement, and they're wanting to travel and stuff and live off that. That was their retirement, just selling their house.
If you put my house when it's however old it is and it's square footage in the right neighborhood in Los Angeles or San Francisco, and it's worth $600,000 to $800,000. I'm not even counting the lot. I'm just counting the house. So, man, yeah, if you can fight it out and you make it through the end of the California gauntlet with a house, sell that sucker and move to where that your money goes. Good thing New Orleans isn't that expensive, right? Or we'd be forcing people out of here left and right, too. You see a lot of people move for financial reasons in retirement?
No, not for financial reasons. They just want to live elsewhere, live closer to the kids. They're not saying, well, I'm moving to South Carolina because it's going to cost less. No, moving over there, family there, or that's kind of where they would like to go back to. Moving's for a number of reasons, but you're not selling a house here because you're moving somewhere else and you're cashing in and going to have all this extra money. It's different, just California. The example of the nurse makes more than physicians back where he's from.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's so, almost like we could run ads. We could run ads for, hey, you live in California, you're about to retire, sell your house, this is your retirement, but you don't have to worry about
it. But is he, you know, if they're living out there, are they saving that much more because it costs so much to live?
Probably not. But I'm just thinking, like you said, the house is the retirement at that point. An $800,000 sale.
That's a true story. They came in and they're looking at retirement, what to do with the proceeds from that house sale.
How bad do you have to mess up that state to where you have the best weather probably on the planet? You have all the amenities in the world. You have all the professional sports and the theaters, and you have skiing, and you have the beach, and you have the desert, and you have the forest, and you have farmland. You have everything. People are still leaving. People are like, I got to get out of here. I'm gonna live in Pennsylvania. I'll just come here for work.
You know how cold it is there now? Pretty darn cold, is all I got to say. I'm like still going to have to read up on this global warming because it went somewhere. Gosh, we're having a serious winter here. Well, so is everybody everywhere else, but really.
Except for like really that bottom part of California. They don't much get
Key
winter.
West.
Not a whole lot of winter going on there.
Key lime pie over there in their shorts and flip-flops.
All right, so I mentioned this on Saturday. It deserves a reiteration. For the fourth quarter, 2017, the Feds collected a record number of taxes. Again, they broke the old record. $390,847,000,000 in individual income taxes October through December, but they still ran a $225 billion deficit. Now, this story comes in my face after I got some needed scolding on my budget shortcomings for 2017. My finances kind of went in the wrong way. And so here I am. I'm cutting out. It's like, well, I guess I don't really need HBO anymore. And I guess I don't really need YouTube Red anymore. I got to go back to watching all the ads on YouTube. Oh, this is awful. I canceled Audible, my audiobook subscription. You know, we made some other cuts here or there. We don't go out to eat as much. And I turn around and these goobers can't make it 3 months on $390 billion. I hope they shut that government down on Friday until they get this sort of stuff fixed, Gregory. This is the kind of stuff that makes everyone in the middle of the country just really despise those at the Capitol. Because how bad do you have to be at just math and the whole experiment that $390 isn't gonna cover your bills? $390 billion. That was a funny move there. You're on the fly engineering. You pulling up a chart over here? I need to see.
I'm trying.
Oh, no, it's the debt clock. We are almost at $21 trillion. Look at that. $20.6 trillion is the U.S. national debt.
Debt per taxpayer is $170,351 at the moment.
See, I love that because that's not debt per citizen. Debt per citizen is $63,000, but not everyone pays taxes, do they now? So $170,000 is what I owe. Great, thanks. Look at the revenue, though. The revenue's doing so well. All right, so you are at usdebtclock.org, and if you get a chance to go there, there's a lot to look at, and we haven't looked at this in probably 2 or 3 years. But look, you know, something else is easily forgotten. I am only over here mentioning the $390 billion that the feds took in, and that's only in income taxes. That doesn't count the payroll taxes or the FICA. There's payroll taxes over there on the top right, see? And then there's total state revenue. There's your state taxes. There's local revenue. So, you know, this is all your property and your sales taxes and everything going on with that. Unbelievable, Gregory. Yeah, this is a mess. So why is everyone so worried about shutting down the government on Friday? How come my take on the issue is not more popular?
Trump said it's going to hurt the military, so we can't do it.
But it's not, and it never does. Or come up with a clean resolution that says we're going to pay the military, and then dare anyone to vote against it. Just float that out there. They can make whatever case they want. Oh, you care more about the military.
We can't be rationing the bullets.
Right. Yeah, we'll be fine. Go close some of your 628 overseas installations. Just go close like 100 of them and you'll have money. I'm always surprised just the verbiage they take on this story. Who's going to get blamed for shutting down the government? No, who's going to get credit for shutting it down? It only shuts down about 30%, and it's only the, what is it, non-necessary, non-essential employees. That's what it is, non-essential employees. They're, if not essential, tell them to not come back.
I don't think there's going to be a shutdown.
I wish there was. All right. If you have a real financial situation that deserves the help of a professional, I recommend this guy across the table. GregoryRicks.com or call his office 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Have a good one.
Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.